Radio Prague News.
Czech President Václav Klaus has said he will appoint the incoming government of Prime Minister Petr Nečas on July the 13th. Coalition parties are seeking to close the last chapter of their negotiations over a government program, and the construction company responsible for a road tunnel that collapsed in the centre of Prague says work will be stopped pending an investigation. Czech President Václav Klaus has announced he will appoint the incoming centre-right government of Prime Minister Petr Nečas on July the 13th. The formal appointment of the government sets the clock ticking for it to win a vote of confidence in the lower house of parliament within 30 days. The three-way coalition partners, the right-wing Civic Democrats, Conservative Topo 9 and centrist Public Affairs, should have no problem there since they command 118 seats in the 200-seat lower house. Civic Democrat leader Petr Nečas was already named the incoming Prime Minister at the end of June. The parties forming a coalition are due to complete final negotiations over their joint government programme on Wednesday, the last of the seven chapters of their accord, and one where they have still to come to an agreement is the health sector. Here, party negotiators have clashed over the future format of charges for visits to doctors and the amount patients must pay for drugs. The Topo 9 party has come out broadly in favour of such charges, with its incoming Minister of Health, Leos Heger, saying that in the current tough economic climate, they cannot be cancelled. The construction company working on a road tunnel which collapsed in Prague said on Wednesday that excavation work will be stopped for several weeks. The Blanco road tunnel collapsed in two places in the early hours of Tuesday, trapping one of the workers. The excavator operator was rescued uninjured after some 6 hours. The spokesman for construction company Metrosav said that the work would be stopped pending an investigation by the state mining authority into the cause of the collapse. The collapses occurred in the Prague neighbourhood Davidce, close to the buildings of the Ministries of Culture and the Interior. The central Bohemian town of Jihlava has unveiled a statue in a park dedicated to the composer and conductor Gustav Mahler on the 150th anniversary of his birth on Wednesday. Mahler was born in a nearby town but spent most of his childhood in Jihlava. President Václav Klaus, who attended the event, pointed out that although Mahler spent most of his life abroad, his roots remained in the town. And finally to the weather. The coming days should be cooler with overcast skies and rain in most of the Czech Republic. But daytime temperatures should climb slowly to around 29 degrees Celsius by Saturday. I'm Chris Johnston and that was the news.